descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. So open up the heaven. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates.
Meredith Andrews. Urging God to open up the heavens. One of the things that I'd like for us to be doing as we explore hypocrisy and the willingness, the readiness of so many churchgoers to embrace hypocrisy is to spend this time examining self so that even if we can honestly conclude that we are not hypocrites, we can still see where we can make a lot of improvement and don't just stop at seeing where we can make the improvement, but determine to make the improvements. Let's please our God. Let's love Him so much that we resolve that we are going to allow the power of His Spirit who lives in us to help us please God more and more and more and more. With our minds made up that we are going to please God the Father, we are going to please God the Son, and we are going to please God, the Spirit who lives in us, and grieve Him less and less so that we can please Him more and more. He is our God. So, what is the hypocrite? We gotten a great idea by finding out what hypocrisy is about. We're back to Webster's Unabridged now. What is a hypocrite? How is it defined? Hypocrite is defined as being a person who pretends to have virtues, moral or religious beliefs, principles, etc., that he or she does not actually possess, especially a person whose actions belie stated beliefs. They're saying they believe this, but they live as though they don't believe it. They're saying they value these principles, but their lifestyle makes clear they do not value those principles. A hypocrite is also defined as a person who feigns some desirable or publicly approved attitude, especially one whose private life, opinions, or statements belie his or her public statements. They say one thing to the public, but in private, they're talking a whole different way. They're just like people who they're almost like a schizophrenic, like a person with two personalities or two souls, two different mindsets. But they often are not. That's not the problem. They're just hypocrites. They're pretenders. Now, there are people who can have personality disorders who are also people with hypocritical lifestyles. And sometimes as a result of, as part of that personality disorder, they're making excuses. You can best believe God isn't going to be saying to any of them because you had that personality disorder. I'm going to excuse you of all those sins you committed while you had that disorder. Can you imagine somebody living a lifestyle of hypocrisy for 50 years? They were a hypocrite. They also had a personality disorder, of which hypocrisy is one of the traits. Here's the thing. Very often, when people have personality disorders, some of those disorders the people live in for years and years and years by choice. They refuse to change. They won't be able to use their personality disorder as a past jail card, or, just put it candidly, escape hell card. Person spent a lifetime refusing to obey God, refusing to humble themselves, himself, herself. There's a price to pay for that. Why do churchgoers embrace hypocrisy? In our society, and right now, I know that what I'm sharing is going to have a lot of relevance to many countries, many, many countries. So where it's relevant, let's just admit, yep, that's us. Whatever country, whatever state, whatever city, whatever denomination, whatever non-denomination, whatever, where it applies. Let's be honest about that. Whether we're talking on a global scale, whether we're looking on a national scale, whether we're looking on the state scale, whether we're looking on the local church scale, whether we're looking at self. Denominational scale, any scale, any level. Let's just be honest. We have political, social, racial attitudes that are contrary to biblical positions on these matters. We should never be allowing our political views to be more important to us than God's views, our political views, man's views with regards to how politics should be addressed, should never take priority over God's views, over God's directives as given to us in the Bible. Too often, we take positions that are messed up, positions where policies are designed to bring about abuse, often of millions of people at a time. How about politicians, including church-going politicians, who pass a law saying that if a person is found with 500 grams of powder cocaine, first offense, they can find themselves in prison for 5 to 10 years. And at the same time that politicians, including church-going politicians, pass that law, they pass another law saying if anyone is found with 5 grams of crack cocaine, just 5 grams of crack cocaine, first offense, they can be imprisoned for 5 to 10 years. 500 grams of powder cocaine, 5 grams of crack cocaine. And our politicians know full well that the powder cocaine will both more than likely be found in the possession of white people, whereas the crack cocaine will more than likely be found in the possession of people of color, particularly the black race, the black community. And so for no reason other than to display the hatred in their hearts, despite their lame excuses of being so concerned about the black race that they want to hit them harder in order to discourage the drug use or drug dealing. Isn't it interesting that when opioids became an issue for the people considered the desirables of our community, our politicians were saying, hey, we need to really hit them hard in order to discourage the use of opioids. They started talking about treatment, and they are sounding the alarm about the need for prevention and treatment. They could have taken that position with regard to crack cocaine if they were genuinely concerned. Why do so many churchgoers embrace hypocrisy?